Hey there, welcome to episode 383 of the Find Your Food Voice podcast. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, registered dietitian and your host. I hope this episode helps you decide, is this book one that you want to add to your library as you are mending your complicated relationship with food? So this episode, I'm going to be giving you a review of Live Nourished, Make Peace with Food, Banish Body Shame, and Reclaim Joy by Shayna Smith. And Shayna is someone you may know from your social media as the Nutrition Tea. So Shayna's publisher sent out an email to me asking if I would like to review this book. And I was like, yes, I've been totally waiting to be able to read this. So I got an advanced copy. So I just wanted to be transparent. I actually got a review copy of it. And I also love to listen to nonfiction books. It's the best way for me to actually process the information. So I give you this review based on having listened to it. But of course, it's the same thing as the book here. But Shayna does do the actual audio as well, so I can give you some feedback about that. But this episode is all about this book review. And again, I hope it helps you clarify whether or not it's a good fit for you. Before I give you my review, I just want to give you a little bit of housekeeping, of course. When this episode is dropping is the very end of September, and September is PCOS Awareness Month. So happy PCOS Awareness Month to all of the listeners who have PCOS or know someone, love someone with PCOS. If you don't think you know anyone with PCOS, you do. It's so common. But we have a PCOS doctor visit toolkit that is on sale for $27. And this toolkit is something that my team and I made to give you, for lack of a better word, the tools to help you navigate the shit show that is PCOS healthcare. One of the things that people give us feedback on that they love the most is it gives you a complete list of all the labs and studies to request at the doctor's visit. So you can basically say, hey, stop asking just for me to be dieting and checking my weight. There are other things we can monitor to help to measure health. So that is one part of it, but it includes so much more. And if you would like the details on it, it is at julieduffydillon.com/toolkit. And again, it'll be on sale for $27 through September. And I just got word that the Find Your Food Voice manuscript has now been officially transferred to the printers. So it is, let's see, September, October, November, December, January. It's still 6 months away, but I guess they need that much time to get everything printed. And so it is going to be ready soon. And it's also for me, like, that baby is completely done. I am so excited. And soon you'll be getting more information from me, of course, on pre-ordering and some free things that we're going to be offering with pre-ordering. So everyone behind the Find Your Food Voice podcast really appreciates when you leave a rating or review or you share. One of the most powerful things you can do as well is to click follow or subscribe to the podcast. So that helps more people find us when they put in search titles, because they're looking for some ways to help heal their relationship with food. If you do those things, it really helps more people find us, and we appreciate it in advance. All right. So one other way that you can support the show for free, and we really appreciate it, is to listen to the very quick sponsor break we have coming up. Listening to ad actually helps us get paid for the ad so we can support the team behind the podcast episodes. So we'll be right back with the book review of Live Nourished by...
With all the GLP-1 companies out there, how does someone know which one's actually reliable?
I tell people to look at four things. Is it safe? Does it work? Is it affordable? And will you actually get clinical support? When you use that filter, one brand keeps standing out, Bleve. They use U.S. pharmacies. People see results close to the research, about 18% weight loss. It's around $4 a day, and they include nurse support at no extra cost. And full disclosure, I actually use them. I signed up during my lunch break and got approved before I even left work.
Okay, I just Googled it while you were talking, and yeah, it really does look simple. For anyone listening who wants to check it out, where should they go?
It's joinbleve.com, spelled B-L-I-V.
So if you've been curious about GLP-1s, joinbleve.com might be a good place to start.
Shayna Spence. All right, welcome back. And I'm going to pull up my notes here, because as I was listening to this this audiobook, I was walking Doug and I kept pausing in my notes app on my phone to write down some of the juicy, fabulous quotes that Shana was saying as she was teaching us in her book. And kind of a big picture part of my experience reading this book was that I found it to be an easy and gentle read. And nutrition books in particular are often just convoluted and kind of overly complicated and also not gentle. Like, I get this feeling from nutrition books that there's lots of shoulds and like finger wagging, and I didn't get that. And again, it felt like enjoyable to read, and that is really hard to do. So I'm very grateful for that. So if you're looking for something maybe more technical, you may not find it in this book. It definitely has resources and it has evidence behind it and shares research. But the way that it is shared, again, it just felt really digestible and gentle and kind. So grateful for that as I was listening to this book. So what Shana does throughout the book is shares her personal lived experience and also experiences with clients to help us really appreciate how diet culture doesn't care about our health. They really just care about making the money, right? And making their industry stronger. They really just want you to lose weight to help sell their product, but to only lose weight temporarily, of course, not forever, because that would put them out of business. The way that Shana describes all of this, I think many of you will find helpful, as I appreciate for you listener, you may kind of know that on a certain level, but the way that Shana was teaching us in the book, I think it will go even deeper and help you to appreciate more why this is happening and how we really need to be pissed off about it. Many nutrition books that I've read, the way that they describe, oh my gosh, as I'm recording this, there is the cutest cat that just walked through my backyard. And, you know, if you if you know me or have followed me on social media, you know that my cat Manny died about a year ago, year and a half ago. And I've been waiting on the cat distribution system to help me out. And I don't know, maybe it'll be happening right now. I'll let you know. Anyway. So what I was saying is that many nutrition books, the way they teach us about nutrition, just falls short because it's setting this expectation that we have to do all of these things in order to be able to promote health. And I didn't get that from Shana, thankfully. It was more of this experience of weaving in like, hey, this is reality for you and for many people. Whether you're experiencing eating disorder recovery or you're dealing with oppressive systems or both, and really just helps you to navigate your next best decision on what to eat and how to like live in your body. One of my very favorite quotes in Live Nourished is, "Our bodies are not business cards." I love that quote so much. It's so catchy, and I love a snark. It's kind of something that will stick in my brain. So I appreciate it very, very much. The other thing I really liked reading about is how the author went through why BMI is such trash. Again, weaving in new insight that I don't necessarily think for you listener, you may have heard before, or if you have, it's just put in a way, again, that's so easily digestible and gentle to help you to do what you want to do next. So, and what you want to do next, well, for many people, when they're reading a nutrition book, they're curious about how they can improve their health. And Shana talks a lot about health adjusting behaviors without compromising your relationship with food. And another quote I wrote down is that guilt is not a side dish that belongs anywhere near food. That is a quote that I can hear being said across the next celebration with family when someone makes some comment about you getting another helping, or if you're at the doctor's office and they are shaming you about some kind of food choice. That it would be just a really great one to say if you are needing something that has a little bit more oomph behind it. So something else that the author does that I don't see a lot of people discussing in books is the limitations of intuitive eating. And Shayna goes through how intuitive eating for her and for many people that she talks to have benefits, but also limitations. And so she goes through an explanation on intuitive eating and adds some of her own insight and lived experience. And I think if you are someone that really loves the idea of intuitive eating, but it just didn't completely connect with you, or you tried it and it didn't work out for you, this is a book that you may want to explore next, because it'll give you some more language, some more tools that you may find helpful. All right. So before I wrap up, I want to say a few more things that I found really, really helpful. And one of them is that this author is another dietitian that doesn't enjoy cooking, which I was like, I don't know very many dietitians who don't enjoy cooking. So I was so glad to hear that, because if this is the first time you're hearing a podcast from me, or you're watching me on YouTube, you may not know that I am a dietitian that does not like cooking, and we are anomalies in the field. So Shayna, I'm so glad that you admitted that, because it does make me feel a little bit less alone. So the thing about dietitians like us who don't enjoy cooking is we tend to be people that have lots of ideas for those of you who need quick, easy to assemble meals and snacks. And this book, like the last bit of the book, is all on that. And I loved it. Again, it was like super practical and accessible. So 5 stars for Live Nourished by Shayna Spence. I really enjoyed this book. You may find it to be super helpful. Again, if you found intuitive eating to be just not a good fit for you, this is a good one to be in your library. So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this book review bonus episode, and I will be back in your ears next week on Tuesday. So hit subscribe or follow so you don't miss the next episode. But until then, take care.